USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back early for an emergency session following the mass shootings in Ohio and Texas.
I'm here tonight to say that Majority Leader McConnell should once and for all do the right thing, gavel the Senate into an emergency session so we can take immediate action on the bipartisan, already passed House bill that will close the loopholes that allow people who shouldn't have guns to have them.
And now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering at home in Kentucky after suffering a shoulder fracture in a fall this afternoon. McConnell tripped on his outdoor patio at his Louisville home and has been treated and released after getting medical attention. David Popp, a spokesman, said the 77-year-old McConnell is working from home in Louisville and will continue working there for a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Mexico has now threatened to take legal action against the United States for failing to protect its citizens after this weekend's mass shooting at the city of El Paso. Of the 20 people gunned down, at least six were Mexican citizens, and Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard promised Mexico City will act. He said, "The shooting is an act of barbarism, and the president has instructed me to ensure that Mexico's indignation translates into efficient, prompt, expeditious, and forceful legal actions for Mexico to take a role and demand that the conditions are established that protect Mexicans in the United States." The shooter appears to have been targeting Hispanics, and authorities are investigating it as a hate crime. The Chinese yen has now fallen below the politically sensitive level of 7 to the U.S. dollar, possibly adding to trade tensions with Washington. The tightly controlled currency weakened to 7.01 to the dollar, following President Donald Trump's latest threat of tariff hikes on Chinese goods. The level of 7 yen to the dollar has no economic significance, but could revive U.S. attention to the exchange rate.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There were more civilian casualties in Afghanistan in July than any single month since 2017. USA's Chris Barn has more.
It's according to the UN mission, which cites preliminary findings that indicate more than 1,500 civilians were killed or wounded, mainly due to a spike in casualties from insurgent attacks. And it says more than 50% of the casualties were caused by bombings. The Taliban keeping up a steady tempo of attacks in Afghanistan, despite holding several rounds of peace talks with the U.S. The two sides do appear to be closing in on an agreement in which most U.S. forces would withdraw in exchange for guarantees that Afghanistan would not become a haven for terrorist groups again. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Egypt has started the first-ever restoration work on a gold-covered sarcophagus of the famed boy pharaoh Tutankhamun, ahead of the country's new museum opening next year. Khalid El-Ani told reporters that working on the outermost coffin, which is made of wood and gilded with gold, is expected to take at least 8 months. He said that's because the state of conservation is very fragile, as it's never been restored since 1922, when British archaeologist Howard Carter discovered the intact 3,000-year-old tomb and all the treasures it held. The coffin remained in the tomb until July, when it was moved to the Grand Egyptian Museum, being built near the famed pyramids of Giza outside Cairo. Thanks for spending your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.